Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I want you to look at your hands this night. You can look at them as we've been doing this entire Lenten season. We've seen so many things that these hands have accomplished and so many wondrous things that with our Lord's hands he has done. But look at your hands this night. What do you see? Funny enough, the one thing we haven't talked about our hands has been the fingerprints that we have. The swirling different designs that our Heavenly Father etched into them from the very beginning of our life. No two fingerprints are exactly the same. And isn't it wonderful that each of them is so unique? We even use them to help us. We use these fingerprints for many things. Back in the ancient days, they would thumb their fingerprint in ink to say it was a sign of approval, that this mandate would be done. Today, we have our fingerprints sometimes used for various workplace offices. I remember when I worked for the U.S. government my first year in college, I had my first experience with fingerprinting. I was very nervous. Kidding me was very nervous about that, but we've all had to do something like that. Well, our fingerprints tell a story. Even our fingers can tell of a story. The calloused fingers of a musician, as we've said before, that are, sometimes those fingerprints are marred off. But they still tell a story. And if we look at our hands and we see the wondrous thing that God has done them, we can see they also tell wonderful stories. We can see the scars maybe on them from childhood accidents. Maybe climbing up a tree the wrong way. Or maybe going in having maybe a bit of an accident with a knife when cooking something. For me, when I was in high school, I had a very bad kind of nervous thing about trying to play with the graphite pencils, those ones with the wood in them, the number two pencils. And I would use my fingers to, as a nervous thing, chip away at the tip of the pencil. And one day, I was a bit too nervous. And the graphite sliced into my finger. And to this day, I still have that graphite mark in my right pointer finger. But I always remember it because it tells a story. Our hands and our gestures and everything that they are tell stories. And so when we look at these tonight, we look at them. I wonder about the stories that some of those disciples had when they were around that table, when those hands grasped the passing plate, when they took the cup from their Savior's hands. What stories did they have? Funny enough, we've seen one story in this Lenten season, the betrayer, Judas. We haven't talked about the other betrayer, Peter. Peter was a faithful disciple, but he was a betrayer. He denied Jesus three times. Many people remember him for that story. But his hands told a myriad of stories of his life as a fisherman, tying together nets. They told of the wonders that these hands worked with the power of God as Christ sent him and other disciples out to proclaim the good news, how his hands touched and healed people, how his words, by the power of God, drove away demons, how this was Peter who boldly stepped up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What stories he had. Inner circle of Jesus. And even more than that, with James and John, part of that inner circle. The ones who saw Jesus miraculously transfigured on the holy mountain. The one who would be called to go to the Lord's side when he prayed in Gethsemane. What hands, what stories. But they are hands of betrayer. How he claps them close to a fire. How he used them to ward off the people. No, I do not know this man. how he wept large tears for his denial of his Savior, who only hours before took his hand and ate his body and drank his blood. His hands were scarred, marred, and broken, dirty. And yet, his hands were washed clean, as his whole body was. Peter was there when Christ did a most remarkable thing. He taught them a final lesson, a lesson that he speaks to you and to me this night. He speaks to us to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself. And how are we to do this? To be as Christ. And what did Christ do this night? He gave his disciples one last lesson to carry out his story. He got down on his hands and his knees, and Jesus took his hands and washed his disciples' feet. He washed them clean, broken, bruised, bloodied feet. He took Peter's feet, knowing that he would betray him and deny him. He took Judas's feet, knowing he would betray him and hand him over. He took Thomas's feet, knowing that he would doubt. He took every single one of his disciples' feet in his hands, his beautiful hands that would be soon staked and bloodied. He took them and washed them clean, showing them how to be a neighbor, to uplift one another, to be a servant to all. He is doing this for us today. He washed us clean, not by washing our feet, but in the waters of holy baptism. He makes us clean by his body and blood, which we will eat and drink tonight. The first commandment, to love God above all others and love our neighbors as ourselves. He taught us to do all of this as he taught Peter to go. His hands were the very hands that molded us from the beginning. Christ's hands were there molding us, making those tiny little swirling indents from the very beginning of creation. From the very beginning of the world, there was this promise that in this night, in these 24 hours, the promise of God will be fulfilled. The Savior of the world has come, has taken our sin in his hands, and will take it to the cross at Golgotha. But tonight, he shares one last meal with his disciples, teaching them one final lesson as their teacher on earth. And so come, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take the cup of salvation offered to us this night. Let us take hold of Christ's body and blood with our broken, scarred hands. And let us all remember the truly wonderful salvation that awaits us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.